Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard with a special guest. Now, every Thursday, we check in with Christy Graber, food editor with Pittsburgh Magazine, and she is with us. Christy, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. So it's Bring Your Kids to Work Day. Did you ever do that?
Well, I'm working from home today, so my daughter absolutely had to go to school. So.
Oh, you could have let her just stay home.
Well, I bring her to restaurants all the time. And actually, her first ice cream was Dave and Andy's ice cream July 10th, 2010. So I remember the day.
Well, we're going to talk about Dave and Andy's for a moment. My wife grew up in South Oakland, so that was a big part of it. But I want to introduce you to my granddaughter, Georgia Papson, who is 8 years old today, Christy.
Oh, today. Well, happy birthday. That's wonderful.
Say hi to Christy, G.
Hi, Christy.
You know what? Hi, how are you?
You know,
are you having fun?
You know what Christy does for a living?
What?
For the most part, she goes around and eats at restaurants and writes about it in the newspaper and talks about it here. That's a good job, isn't it?
It is. It's great.
So we have.
Well, you should come with me sometime.
We have a special treat for you, Georgia. You ready?
Yeah.
We put this together for you, G. A whole bunch of people saying happy birthday.
Ooh, I remember that one.
Oh, yeah. You remember this one? There you go. Happy birthday, Georgia.
Thank you.
She's in second grade, Christy. Do you remember second grade? I don't.
I do very, very well. I love my teacher. I went to Rowan Elementary, and I miss Campbell.
Oh, wow. I went to St. Ursula Grade School, and very fascinating experience. Anyway, so here's what we do now, G. We talked to Christy about, now we're going to talk about Dave and Andy's homemade ice cream in Oakland for years and years and years, but they're closing. What's going on?
Yeah, they opened in 1983. It was just two college friends, Dave and Andy. And Dave's kind of been out of the picture since the early 90s. But Andy is going to retire after 40 years, and I think he deserves it. But it's still very, very sad. If you grew up in Oakland or if you went to school at Pitt, I was there all the time. So the last day is this Sunday. They'll be open from noon to like 9:30 or until they run out, which will probably happen. So give them some grace, and the poor employees are really scooping their hearts out. But yeah, it's an end of an era in Oakland.
Well, salute to Dave and Andy for 40 years plus. And you're right. It was a staple in Oakland, and many, many Pitt students over the years have enjoyed Dave and Andy's. All right, let's talk about Maggie's Farm.
Yeah, if you want to drown your Dave and Andy sorrows, Maggie's Farm has a new production facility and a restaurant in Upper St. Clair, and it's really, really good. The spot, it opened in December, and it's located in a former wig warehouse on McLaughlin Run Road, and it's easy to miss because it doesn't look like a tiki bar or anything from the outside or even from the inside. But inside, they have a huge bar, huge seating area on the second floor, tiki cocktails, and the food, which they use a lot of the rum in the food, is so good. I had a short rib, slow braised and spiced rum with mashed sweet potatoes, and it was amazing. So go visit it, and then you could pick up a bottle of rum on your way out.
And you know what? It's kite season.
It is. So if you go downtown and you're on Liberty and Penn Avenues, if you look up, you'll see some kites in the trees, and it's not like they're, you know, ones that just got stuck. It's a new public art installation, and there's 200 multicolored kites and more than 80 trees throughout the cultural district. They're kite-shaped aluminum sculptures from Pittsburgh-based artists, and the kites will be on display through March 31st, 2025. So get down there and look up.
Oh, wow. That's people are going to wonder, what's in them trees down there?
Exactly.
All right. Read all about it, Pittsburgh Magazine, Christy Graver. And again, Christy, Georgia, you're a little bit of a foodie, right? Tell Christy what you like to get that's at a seafood place that nobody I know your age likes.
Scallops and oysters.
Wow.
Scallops and oysters. Wow, that sounds amazing.
Here's the
I'll think of a good place for scallops for you.
Maybe Spork.
Spork has good scallops.
I didn't even know what a scallop was till I was like 30. So
yeah, we had sea sticks back then. I remember sea sticks.
All right,
Christy, happy birthday, Georgia.
Thank you.
And you have
some good food.
Great weekend. We'll talk to you next Thursday.
I will. Thank you so much, Larry.
You got it. Christy Graver, read all about it, PittsburghMagazine.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.